Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan are here, along with Jay Kirshner, with an eye and an ear on your social media presence. Help yourself to all of that. Lots of things to talk about, pretty much as usual, talking about talk. I want to get to some of that later on in this hour, but right now, let's start with an overview of new COVID information. I see there's a new variant that is in South Africa that doesn't seem to respond to the vaccine that now has been prepared. So now here we go again.
And the plasma
something.
Treatments, apparently it doesn't work. The plasma treatments don't work with it either. So I'm not sure, you know, obviously containing that strain is going to be really important, but I don't know. These new variants are popping up everywhere. It seems like this is just goes global pretty quickly.
So you know what I need to ask Dr. Ken and or Jack, how it is that these variants are created as quickly as they are. And not just for this, but looking back over the years.
Yeah, does the virus just mutate on its own?
Right.
I mean, I know viruses do that, but they're living, you know, things, living organisms. I get that. But it is odd how quickly these things are just popping up.
Yeah. They don't have, you know, when we think about living beings, we think about something has a mind and a body, kind of, but these things are nothing but a cell, or two or three, I guess. I don't know how many cells there are in this, but they seem to have, whatever it is, they have an undefined mind, if that's what you want to call it, using another term. I don't know what the other term might be for being able to figure this stuff out, but it is really rather strange. And if you believe in God, or you believe in spirit, or universal intelligence, or whatever you want to call it, like I do, and I think most everybody here does, the question then comes up, why is this in existence? What does it do? Why do we have these things around? And it is one of those confusing things that there is really no answer to. There's none of this that makes, or seems to us the way we think. We don't think it makes any sense. Why are you doing this? Kind of. People say that to God when somebody is taken by a disease. I know people who had very strong religious beliefs during their life, and a loved one dies because of some horrible disease, and then they don't believe in any higher power anymore. There's no God. And so I guess it's very confusing to try to figure all of this stuff out. It shows you how complex, really, the universe is, because it really is very complex. It's the pieces, the moving parts, the pieces of life, the things that live, the things that don't live, things that can survive. I mean, just think about it a little bit. When in the wintertime, if the ground isn't frozen and somebody plows your driveway, they dig up all the lawn. And it's like it makes a mess out of the lawn. But yet the first thing that happens in springtime is the stuff that you would think would never grow pops up out of the ground. It's so strong. Growing, the ability to grow and to be healthy is really part of Mother Nature, which is certainly part of universal life, universal intelligence. So it really is. And I don't necessarily mean to get down in the weeds here a little bit, but I do find it strange because it seems to be, for us, the way we think, there's no good purpose for any of this. So why does it exist? And then you can go deeper than that. Well, why is there distrust? Why do people hate each other? Why? And maybe then the conversation never ends. But I'll tell you something. This thing is nasty. It's been around for centuries. These things have mutated since COVID was the cause of what happened in the 1918-1919 so-called flu epidemic. It was a variant of this stuff. And if you go back to the plagues in, the 14th century, 15th century, that stuff was all created around these same sort of bugs, these same sort of the germs. If some people call them germs, you can call them whatever you want to call them. But they're around, and they're everywhere. And so you need to do your best to protect yourself from them. And, you know, we can only hope that we're going to have some kind of normalcy here fairly soon. thought it was interesting that the Surgeon General, who seems to have been highly touted, his name is Jerome Adams.
Such a nice man. I've had the opportunity to talk to him many times, and he is so nice. He seems very sweet.
I wonder why he wasn't a holdover, because he's leaving, and there's somebody new.
They have holdovers.
He has stink on him. Yeah, they do.
He does have stink on him? Why?
No,
why
he has Trump stink on him. Nobody wants anybody with Trump stink.
Well, he didn't seem to be that Trumpish.
No, but anybody who dared work for the administration. Look at, Harvard wants to strip the degrees of people who worked for the Trump administration. So anybody who has his smell on him, I'm sure they're eager to get rid of.
Is staying. Why is Fauci staying?
I think it's a different strategy with COVID. It's obviously these two administrations could not be more different with handling the virus, and I think that probably is reflected in the Surgeon General choice.
Actually, you know what's funny is that the Biden plan that he's releasing is an exact replica of what Trump did with Operation Warp Speed. The same amount of vaccines are going to be released over the next 100 days that were released before the end of the year after the election. When did they get approved? Like the week after the election? 36 million vaccines have been released. The problem has been that only 18 million of them have actually been administered. And so I don't know. One of the things that I think Biden would be really smart to do, and maybe he will do this, is getting together the local state officials and trying to figure out best practices, because West Virginia has been able to do this perfectly. I mean, they've been able to execute this perfectly, yet you've got big states like New York and California that have had really big problems, and it's been a mess.
Massachusetts is awful.
The fact that there are 36 million vaccines out there and only 18 million, with all the demand and the waiting list, people really want this. That, I think, is where there could be like some more organization and maybe at least best practices. And hopefully that'll come, because I think it's been a mess.
Jennifer, tell me something. The basis of the health care plan that Trump had put forth, I've forgotten how it differed from what was did people compare it to Obamacare? I haven't heard much talk about Obamacare lately, but because Biden was sort of part of that, does the old health care idea go out the window and we go back to
plan was never put forward. That's why Obamacare still exists. It was never replaced.
Because they couldn't come to agreement?
Republicans in Congress, and this was actually a party failure, is that they were never able to come up with an alternative. What Trump's idea was to privatize everything and to give people more control in their hands. And I actually think that was a good idea, but you had so many members of Congress who were on the line with big pharma, big health, that they didn't want to ever adapt that because it wasn't good for the people that were feeding their campaigns. So I think Trump actually had a really good idea. Unfortunately, Congress, Republicans and Democrats, never pushed forward on that. I think Biden hasn't talked directly to what he's going to do with health care. In fact, I don't even think it's come up all that much on the campaign trail, but he has always been pretty consistent in saying that he wants to rebuild Obamacare. The problem is, to rebuild Obamacare, you have to rebuild the individual mandate, which is unconstitutional. You cannot force people into a program like that. And so I think we're going to be in the same mess, unfortunately. I don't know that anybody's gotten past what we do to avoid that. Without the individual mandate, Obamacare really doesn't work.
Okay, so here's my experience.
The individual mandate, though, how does it not work because of that?
Because it eventually loses funding because all of the... So right now, if you get Obamacare, for instance, through like a local exchange, you're still paying a pretty good amount of money. The idea from Obamacare was that the government would be able to subsidize those costs. But because not everybody goes into that program and people get it through their own employer or people choose not to have health care, they were forcing them into it to put more money into the program to provide more for subsidies. So in the way that it's existing now, it's not really how it was supposed to be, because everybody they thought would be part of it. And the Obamacare really actually depends on young people getting this insurance so it can pay for aging Americans. And without that, many young people chose not to get Obamacare. That was why
expensive.
When it first launched.
I had it.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem. Until you get young people in, it stays expensive, and it's unconstitutional to force them into it. So,
all right. So here's a story about how it doesn't work. This was an eye-opener for me because I have been and am still a very healthy guy. I've been healthy all my life, but I had an incident that some people think was a TIA, so they put me on a couple of meds. They are now finding out that both the statin and the blood thinner don't agree with me. It's been up and down and sideways. I talked to Ken Kronos last night, and he said, you really are having a tough time with this. He said, 80% of my patients are on this, and I never hear a peep from them. I said, well, hello, here I am. Your exception to the rule. Well, so the doctor at Mass General, who is monitoring that little thing they put in my heart to see if I have palpitations, has put me on Eliquis. And the other guy said, you know, you should go on Eliquis, too. Okay, so I finally agreed to go on Eliquis, even though I don't like what I've heard about it, and I don't really want to be on a blood thinner. Anyway, I'd rather just take aspirin. Anyway, so I went to the drugstore. He called it into the drugstore, and I've been paying, you know, like $18 for the blood thinner. I have Part D this year for the first time, and it's like $38 a month or something. I don't know what it is, but and then they penalized me because I didn't join when I was 65. So anyway, I go to the drugstore to pick up the Eliquis yesterday, and the lady said, well, you don't have any insurance to cover this. I said, yeah, do I have Part B? Here's a Part D. Here's my card. She said, oh, no, this policy doesn't cover Eliquis. So I looked at her. I said, what do I have here? She said, I don't know, but if you want this, it's $1,773 for a one-month supply. I looked at her. I said,
that's
how
an
many
easy
people?
Decision.
Yeah. I looked at her and I said, what are you talking about? She said, that's what it costs if you don't have any drug, any
So wait, but you've been on Eliquis, though. So what was
no,
it?
No, I have not been on Eliquis. I've been on Plavix.
Oh, okay. So Plavix is cheap, but Eliquis is not.
Plavix is a generic, and it's $16 a month. Hmm. Eliquis is not generic. It's $1,773.
My dad is on Eliquis. Yeah, I'll have to ask him how they pay for it.
Yeah,
I know
but you have terrible insurance because you bank on the fact that you don't get sick.
Well, I didn't have a Part D at all. I have good Medicare insurance. The rest of it is fine. I don't have any trouble. And I have a good supplement plan that takes care of office visits and most of the other things, like x-rays, the things that, you know, testing.
Yeah, actually with Medicare, you're right. My dad was just telling me what is he on? He's not on Eliquis. He's on, what's the other one?
Plavix.
Anyway, he has to pay. He only gets, no, he's not on Plavix. But his, for his heart arrhythmia, for his AFib, they only pay like 10 months, and then you have to pay month 11 and 12, which seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, so that speaks to what we were talking about more about the situation with a effed up system, frankly. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Beach combing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach eating cookies and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Ten, Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJV program, social media time. Jay Kirshner shines in that department, so we've been asking people on our various social media about the inauguration. Any new comments there? What are people saying, Jay?
Yeah, who watched it? Art Del Pretty has watched every inauguration since 1953.
Right, you want me to tell you a story? His
yeah.
name is Arthur Del Pretty. And Mr. Del Pret, as I refer to him, he's listening down in Sarasota, is my former, he was the first person I met when I became a junior high school student at Framingham Junior High School. He was coming out of the door to my homeroom. He was the teacher, first day on the job there as well, when I was a seventh grader. And I walked through the door, I was trying to walk through the door to go into the room, he was coming out of it, and he knocked me on my butt, fell down the stairs. And that was my first day going into homeroom. And he and I have been friends ever since. He's a fabulous human being. He lived around the corner from us, as a matter of fact, when he moved up to my neighborhood, if you will, from the other side of town. But he listens carefully, and his wife, Lorraine, is a wonderful people. The family's a great family. So anyway, I knew if he heard you pronounce that and I didn't correct you, he'd say, why didn't he correct her? So it's Arthur Del Pretty. All right.
Del Pretty. Been
yes.
watching every inauguration since 1953. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. All right. So what else have you got? What are people, we've asked people to tell us where you are listening, i.e. where your town is, what city, state you're in. So what are you getting there?
Susan Sudell is joining from South Central New York. Mm-hmm. Gina Hulse, not far away, in Fulton County, New York. And Bud Phillips is tuning in from Vail, North Carolina.
Where's Fulton County? Is that up in the... Is that... How far north is that? Do you know, Victoria? Into the boonies? I'm trying to remember where Fulton County is.
County,
that's
I think
where.
It's up north... Is it northwest?
Is it... I don't know, because, you know, we're in central New York on the stations in Cobblestone to get into Albany, but I don't think that's Fulton County. I'm Ed, who runs the station, probably send me a note. Okay, here's where Fulton County is. That's cool. All right, let's see. We celebrated Banana Bread Day, and I love it when people respond to certain things, right? It was National Banana Bread Day. And I think, did you say either of you, Victoria, you don't really like to cook, right? Jennifer, sometimes you
I
cook
love
stuff.
To cook.
Oh, you
I love
do?
To
oh,
cook.
Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. Did somebody tell me that they made banana bread?
I have not
I did
made
not,
an
enterprise
in a long time.
Did. Yeah. A lot of people, that was like the big quarantine thing that people were making when they were locked away.
But what's
yeah,
trends
Banana
now
Bread
about,
had a
but,
moment.
Really? Banana Bread, yeah. though, they use those dirty old rotten bananas.
Oh, my God.
The black bananas, you know, the stuff that they basically throw
well,
away.
You want them to be a little bit mushy because that's better, you know, for baking and it gives it that moisture.
It's got more sugar as they get older, yeah.
Really?
You know, that's why they like it, yeah.
So why'd
you
say, oh, my God, Victoria? They have old black, dirty bananas.
Well, because they're not black or dirty. That's just weird. They're not, I don't know.
The bananas I feed Daisy bananas, and I eat them myself. And if you leave them around on the counter for a while, they turn black.
Yeah, the outside. I mean, and if you don't, but you don't want them to be rotten. You just want them to be, you know, darker on the outside, and you want them to be a little softer on the inside to bake.
Okay, are you a cooker?
I cook. I don't bake. Anything that's on top of the stove, I can do. Anything in the oven, nope.
What's the
not to save my life.
Why? What's it? Cook,
you have to be really precise with baking.
Yeah,
baking. I kind of agree. I love to bake, but you have to be ready for it. Like, yeah.
I made a.
You can't just
I had
guess.
A prepared.
You'd be a terrible baker, but
oh my
pizza
god,
made out of what was cauliflower. The crust was cauliflower, and I ate it last night. Put a little extra tomato sauce and cheese, and it was really very good. That was great, in fact. All right, we're also asking you, Jay wants to know what you're doing for your health, i.e. things like discovering the product we talk about here in the air, Navage. You can fill in the blanks on that as well at DJV Show, Twitter and Instagram, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28 after the hour, here with all the ladies and Doug on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people never have given their dogs' mental health much thought. Dogs are intelligent, they're perceptive, and emotional creatures. You'll also find I'm on a perpetual bandwagon, exhorting the need for guardians to pay more attention to keep their dogs' mind active. Inactive minds can contribute to the development of many undesirable negative behavior habits and can create unhealthy mental attitudes that can take their toll on your dog's physical well-being. I firmly believe that the body works as a unit. In other words, both physical and mental health play equal supporting roles to make up the whole. There are numerous studies demonstrating that psychological stress can weaken a human's ability to stave off illness and disease. I'm thoroughly convinced the same holds true for your pets. I'm also convinced that most dog guardians do not pay nearly enough attention to their four-footed best friend's frame of mind. So the next time you look at your dog, don't just look at the body. Try to get inside his head. It can tell you all a lot about how your dog is feeling. I'll more next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of National Guard troops from several states had deployed to the U.S. Capitol to protect Wednesday's inauguration. After 0 incidents of unrest, lawmakers kicked the guardsmen out of the Capitol building and moved them to their parking garage when on break. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say this move was outrageous. The National Guard confirms the troops are out of the garage and will take their breaks near Emancipation Hall going forward. President Biden eliminated 52,000 American Union jobs on day one in office. Republicans from Alaska to Washington have already called the Biden administration's agenda into question. The lost jobs were from executive orders eliminating the Keystone XL pipeline and rejoining the very expensive Paris Climate Accord. SpaceX and Tesla leader Elon Musk says he plans to donate $100 million towards a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Musk made the announcement Thursday on Twitter and said the details will come next week. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder, and I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour, it's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi. Jennifer Horn is here to say hi. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Victoria Keenan is here to say hi. Hi, Victoria.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Jay Kirshner is here to say hi. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. The hi sign. So some people in the news, kind of neat to see Bill Clinton and George Bush and Barack Obama with the inauguration and all that stuff taking place, and the three of them together. They actually took
one second for being catty. How bald has George W. Bush gotten?
He's losing his hair.
Like, every time I see him, it stuns me. He looks so different now. It's crazy.
All right, Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Bill Clinton looked a lot better than he has in a long time.
Did you see the pictures of him sleeping?
No.
Well, he was asleep during the ceremony?
During the speech. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who knows how far into slumber he was, but there were pictures circulating of him. And it was even a story, like, in like multiple media outlets. Bill Clinton falls asleep.
That's
pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, the three of them, though, together, you know, when I talked about Garth Brooks and and the embrace that he got from George Bush. I refrained. You always say that I'm so fascinated with hair. I refrained from that very thing. I was going to talk about George Bush's hairline, and then I decided I wouldn't do that because you would make...
different to me overall. It's the hairline, no. I think he's gained a few pounds. I mean, who hasn't? But, right. like, he just... It's just a different look. And every time I see him, I'm like, whoa. Just funny.
Well, he and Clinton are the same age, I believe. I'm the same age. Those two. Obama is... what, about 60, about 10 years younger? Is he? How old is Obama?
I think he didn't, I don't
he's
know.
He's in his 50s, isn't he?
I thought so, yeah.
Is he? You know, of all the presidents in modern time, I thought Obama looked like he aged the most in the time he was in the office. Anybody agree with that? Or think
yes, he
that
totally aged. He aged a lot. So did, I think so did Bush. After 9/11, there was
an
aging process. I mean, it's
Trump hasn't aged at all.
No. Yeah.
American
no.
aged, but Trump did not.
Interesting way of putting it. Anyway, so also people in the news here, Dave Barrett, who was a CBS anchor for a while, expressed certain wishes when he passed Victoria. What did he want and what did he get?
This is really interesting. So he was a longtime CBS News anchor. He died suddenly in 2018 at the age of 63. And he apparently everyone who knew him knew that he was fascinated with NASA and space. And it had been his dream to go into space. So this Friday at 9:24 a.m., weather permitting, the SpaceX Falcon rocket is going to take his ashes into space when it launches. So I think that's just kind of a really... cool thing. So the Falcon 9 rocket is going to, I think it's going to the space station, right? I don't
probably.
Know where that one's going to. Yeah,
yeah. From the space station. Yeah.
Apparently his family contacted, there's a thing called Celestis Space Burials, and they fly ashes of a lot of people, you know, since the 90s they've been doing this, and they basically shoot the ashes up into space. And so this is sort of like his, I guess, his version of that. But to catch a ride on a Falcon X, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Dead or alive.
Yep.
All right, next up in the People Department, Tiger Woods, who's putting off the golf season because he's got a problem once again with his back. Man, this is a testament to not having your back operated on. Five times, same operation, and he's got disc problems from, you know, all of the herniated discs from swinging the golf club for as long as he has. So his spinal nerve column has been damaged. He's got basically a pinched nerve. That's what it amounts to. I would never, ever, I have had the same issues with my back since I was 18. I wouldn't have an operation to save my soul. There's nobody that I know who's had those back operations that have come out of them well or hasn't had, like he's had to have it five times. It's either that or you go, there's a very good friend of mine, used to be a news anchor in Boston. She when I was having trouble with my back, she and I were visiting. She said, "You got to go see this doctor and have him do the same for you. It's a blessing for me."
So I
went to see the doctor, and I decided, nope. What'd you say?
Define visiting.
Visiting. What do you mean? I was visiting? No,
well,
she's not.
We're talking about this news anchor friend.
I was visiting with her because she's a friend.
Is that
you
what you
stop
kids are
always
calling it now?
Thinking that. Anyway. So she had a rod put in her spine.
How do you know?
Because she told me. I didn't see it.
She got stuck to my refrigerator.
Okay, this story is going to go no place. Anyway, the bottom line with her was that she's now paralyzed and in a wheelchair because she had that operation. And the only reason Woods is not is because he keeps having the same operation over and over again to fix the problem. Wow. All right. See the pictures of Michael Douglas with his new grandson, seeing him for the first time because obviously of the virus. He said, "I saw my month-old son, grandson Ryder, in the Instagram photos. There's a burp, the burp cloth that was thrown over his shoulder." And then all of the people in Hollywood that are his friends. His son, Cameron Douglas, wasn't he the one that went to jail because he was a drug dealer or something?
Yeah, he barely spoke for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But he appears to have his life back in order.
Yeah, right. But I think, I said this earlier, some of the nicest pictures I've seen of celebrities are the two are Michael Douglas, who looks really old, speaking about people who are looking old, and
his wife.
He's my age. I think a little older, maybe, even maybe 70.
Yeah, he looks 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
Easily.
And then his wife is much younger than he is. And anyway, they seem to be getting along fine, and that's cool. Now, the latest name that I've never heard of or seen before, here we go with the new administration and the new names, Ella Emhoff.
Mm-hmm.
The vice president's husband's daughter. Apparently, if you look at the pictures from the inauguration yesterday, she had on what was described as a bedazzling plaid coat.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Made by Miu Miu.
That was trending. Yeah, that was trending.
Who's Miu Miu?
Miu Miu is the designer. Lesser expensive line of Prada. Muccia Prada is the matriarch of Prada. So Prada's the main line, and Miu Miu is the lower line. Expensive.
Is there a lot of social media talk about her and the? And the outfit, we got into that?
Oh, yeah. Her coat definitely showed up everywhere.
Really?
Also, because she was the only one not wearing I don't like it either. I think it's ugly. But it's the only coat that was not a solid. And everybody, because it was cold, everybody was just in solids. And I thought everyone looked really nice, actually. I thought Laura Bush's hair, I like it longer and blonder now. She had a beautiful coat on. I thought everybody looked really nice. But her coat stood out, but it's also kind of ugly. But that's also what Miu Miu looks like. Miu Miu is not like a pretty line of clothing.
Yeah, I think Jill Biden had the best coat. Hers was
really nice.
But it was just the way it was fit. It was fitted A-line.
Can I tell you my complaint about it though? And maybe you guys will understand this. I don't know why they wouldn't have a navy blue carpet, because they did this big bright blue carpet, but then Jill Biden had a color on, and it just, I know it sounds weird, but every time I saw her, it was like it clashed. Now, it didn't for Kamala's, because Kamala had that darker shade of like bluey purple on.
Yeah.
But
do you get to pick the color of the carpet?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's what, Trump would always do red. They did blue, but obviously they were trying to do, like, poppy.
I'm glad I started this conversation.
I don't know. I just feel like if it had been dark, it would have, like, let everybody's fashion kind of shine. To me, it just felt like it was clashing with everything, particularly Jill's outfit, because they were both almost the same color, but not enough to blend
but
in.
A little
it
off.
Was like,
you mean they didn't compare notes before they went up there? Good God.
Well, no, but I mean, the committee is appointed. I mean, Joe Biden appoints, like, inaugural committee, basically, right? And so they pick what the look and the feel of the ceremony is.
You think he
like
really did it, or he had somebody else do it?
I think he appointed an inaugural committee, sure.
He did.
Maybe
it on
that
his
blue.
Own?
Really? Didn't that blue, the blue, because now I'm looking at pictures of it, the blue kind of matches Biden's tie. He always wears that same kind of color blue for ties. Maybe that's
and
what
And I agree with Jay. I loved the coat that she was wearing. It just took on different looks in a different light. Like in some light, it looked teal, and in other lights, it looked kind of like a powdery blue.
Yeah.
But it was weird. I don't know. It was strange.
Well, the other thing is
Michelle Obama's outfit I thought was the best.
She was stunning.
She's always
that,
on point.
But Jill Biden, though, because there was no gown, you know, there was no inaugural gown that's going to live in the Smithsonian, so her coat had all the hand-sewn Swarovski crystals on them, and they did that because it's going to have to hang next to Melania's gown. Swarovski is a brand of crystal. But they did that so that, you know, it didn't look like she
crystal
was in, like
chandeliers,
a house coat.
Crystal like chandeliers, you mean? Or crystal like glass?
Crystals, yeah. But they did that so that it in the museum, it wouldn't look like, you know, she was at lunch and all the other women have gowns. So it made sense. But it did look nice in the light when the light kind of caught it. I thought it was very pretty.
And a comparative to the Tiger Woods story, it seems that the quarterback for the Saints, a guy named Drew Brees, has...
I love how Doug does sports stories. This guy that no one's ever heard of named Drew Brees.
Well, the reason that people are talking about him, hello, have some fun after I get done with the story, please, had been seriously suffering all season. He had 11 broken ribs and a collapsed lung, and he's been playing with a torn rotator cuff all season. So he's had a number of injuries, but he's still gone out there and played. So the reason I bring him up is good for him if he stuck with it, with all of the stuff that was wrong with his body. Who knows what the toll will be as he moves along a little bit, but with all those ribs, how often do quarterbacks get their ribs broken. They get hit pretty hard, right? So is it likely that
they can get broken ribs? If you have a good defense, they defend you, but...
Yeah. All right. Laughing about my sports reporting.
Well, I mean, it's hilarious. Like, he's one of the most famous quarterbacks. He's now ending his run. He had a very long career. He's going to be a broadcaster. It's just funny that you're like Drew Brees? Like, you've never heard of him. I don't think you actually have ever heard of him.
Kobe Bryant.
Right, exactly.
I resent that implication. I can look at somebody's name and learn how to pronounce it. I don't have to know who they are in order to pronounce the name. And I don't know who. I never heard of Drew Brees before in my life.
Nothing about your pronunciation, by the way. This is
just
about the fact that
he's missing the point.
Your man card has been revoked because you don't know about Drew Brees.
Because I don't give a crap about the. Okay, great. All right, my man card. I'm very secure in my man card, Linus. Thanks very much. The DJV download begins with the news that Mets management is ejecting the general manager for naughty behavior. You can hear that conversation. Also, we talked about, look at all the sports stuff here. You ladies think I don't know anything about sports? Don Sutton passed away. He's a great baseball Hall of Famer. We also talked about the first Super Bowl female ref on the DJV. So look at all the sports stuff. It's a perfect place for sports fans, for heaven's sakes. And also in the DJV podcast, Warren Eckstein advising you to keep your eye on your dog's poop. All of that in the podcast with some other info as well. That's the latest DJV download at DougStefan.com/DJV show or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Without question, when it comes to future jobs, there's going to be demand in the tech sector. And the future is now in Calgary, Alberta. Calgary is home to exciting tech sectors like solar, wind, and renewable energy, as well as innovative new tech and life sciences. We asked Brad Perry, VP of Marketing and Communications with Calgary Economic Development, about job opportunities in the tech sector.
The tech sector here is absolutely thriving. We have so many amazing stories of companies. And you know, last time we did a quick survey, we found there's probably over 2,200 current positions available in our marketplace for everything from data scientists to data engineers to programmers, coders, senior, mid-level, junior talent, a number of companies that are thriving, and the tech sector is just starting to find its legs in our community.
To find out more on the Calgary tech scene, head over to livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, the snow and cold moving east. If you don't have a snowblower yet, I would suggest you go to theworks.com, W-O-R-X. Check out the 40-volt, 20-inch snowblower powered by electricity. No cords, nothing, no gas, no oil. This is a fabulous way with this snowblower to get your yard cleaned up, your driveway, all the paths. No problem if it's a nighttime blizzard. LED lights on it as well. Check it out at works.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Join me now as we have a conversation, a regular conversation with, I hope you join me every time I have a conversation with Laura Banks. Yep, she says yep. She wants you to. So, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. We are in the throes of an interesting astrological reality. The idea of this new moon now, the quarter moon, I don't know that I've talked to you about this. As we have started the year, got a couple of weeks under our belt. What do we think is going on? Never mind what do we think. What do we know? We have a lot of stuff still brewing here on the practical side. Maybe if we don't let these ideas, you know, maybe it's Pollyanna-ish, though, to think, oh, well, I'm just not going to let these ideas in because we've been so, we think we're getting wisdom from the so-called experts. And I guess maybe if you look at your, if you understand your own chart, you know, you know where your expertise is, and then you start listening to yourself instead of all this gunk from all these people that really don't have your best interests at heart, right?
Well, what are we talking about?
I'm talking about astrology, understanding how the astrology works, now pointing to the new moon and what that is opening ourselves to, and in layman's terms, because we tend to get into, astrologers are notorious for talking about things that most people don't understand unless they ask a lot of questions. So the timeline to peace, maybe. When do we have piece? What astrologically can you look at to give people a feeling that there is peace coming soon, hopefully?
Well, there's peace because we just entered the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Literally, that thing they sang about in Hair on Broadway with their clothes off was about this time right now. We're moving into a four-planet Aquarius. We're moving out of Capricorn, a three-year run in Capricorn, which is a nasty influence for many of us, meaning Capricorn's the teacher. It's like death, literally. It's the night, the morning star, the Lucifer. So it brings goodness in the form of actual hard realities like we're in the middle of now, which is germs getting out and really making a mess of things. And it's about bringing to the surface huge dissidence in people in this country around politics. Now we've moved into Aquarius. So now we're going to start sorting it out. And it's going to be a little opportunity. It will go slow, but we're there now. There's some shadow still going on from those years, but another couple of weeks, it's going to be a more of an inclusive time in spite of what we're seeing with the divide. Mars is now in Taurus. It left Aries. It was in Aries for 6 months.
All right, what does that mean? That's probably
Mars and Aries is in its exaltation. It's where it's meant to be, but it's pretty hard hitting, and things get pretty rough and tumble pretty fast. It's a very aggressive placement. It's at home in Aries, so all of that had to come out. If you look at it as good, everything's out now. It's all exposed. Now we're going into the sort out in an Aquarian environment, which is more inclusive of groups and organizations. It's a bigger picture. Taurus, now, okay, we can breathe. Mars is in Taurus. It's not that compatible with that Earth sign because it's fire, but it's going to slow down a lot of the flame that was there. And now we've got Venus moving into Capricorn as well. So it's a good time to kind of plan to meet someone. Relationships could be heightened. Those are personal planets, but it's plotting and it's slower, and that's what we're doing in January. Doesn't it always feel that way? No matter your sign, we're all
January is the slowest. Well, I don't like much November or October, anything that goes into what seems to be the death spiral, because fall means everything stops growing.
Everything stops growing.
I have my birthday, I get older, and the Christmas, which has never been very pleasant for me, you know, those things.
Yeah.
And then the 1st of January, I order my seeds for the garden.
Yeah, and you feel good, probably.
I do. Yeah. So, you know, is that something, if you look at my horoscope, if you look at my, not horoscope, if you look at my,
chart.
If you look at my chart, are you, is that consistent with what you see? And, you know, therefore, people should trust their charts.
Scorpios can get pretty darn moody and depressed. So, you know, the lack of light and cold and movement for a man such as yourself, especially that cannot be bi-coastal right now, has been actually very harrowing experience for you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, Scorpios do not take well to people that aren't good to people. You know, if they're the high-flying Scorpio, which you are. And so you're feeling the suffering of everything that's come. But we're all going to start to feel better with Aquarius, including you, Doug.
Thanks to Laura Banks for being here with the idea that there is a change in the air. And that's good. Good, good, good. Thank you very much, Ms. Laura.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.